in-depth review of the game, stats, and much more.
And it is the time for the Ideas Tees Between Game Show. Ideas Tees, the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, you can buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider Tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Risley Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com. Ideas Tees, proud to be the official TSSAA merchandise source. Kim Walker making fun of your candy bag there.
Yeah,
Bob.
I know.
Yeah. We're broadcasting for the Balfour Broadcast Center, Balfour, Tennessee. You can't rewind time, but you can preserve it. Class rings, letter jackets, and more. They're local on Memorial near Haynes Hardware, online at BalfourTN.com. And, Brian, before we get started, I know a big win for the Rockville Rockets, but a little bit tarnished tonight with Nakia Drew's injury, and we can only hope that she's going to be okay and get back to normal as soon as possible.
Yeah, I know that that kind of complicates an even tougher game in that respect. But, gosh, you just hate to see somebody like that injured in the game. And just our best wishes go out to her. And hopefully a speedy recovery and nothing too major there.
Well, it's time to take a look at our Loveless Five Photography Players of the Game. And, Brian, I got a stat here that I'm going to throw out here at you. For Rockville, Tony Davis had 17 points tonight to lead the Lady Rockets. But here's the stat that just blows my mind. 12 rebounds.
Double-double.
Double-double. And when you got a double-double, you're going to be the player of the game.
Well, I would think so. And she had a fine night. And, John, she was real big in what I believe is probably going to be our keys to the game here as well for the Rockville win.
And Audrey Hampton for Smyrna had 9 points coming off the bench. She had three threes tonight, so congratulations to her as well for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Loveless Fine Photography, a Rutherford County tradition. That's right. They've been creating timeless portraits for over four decades. I didn't know Alan was that old. Loveless specializes in creative and unique senior portraits and are the official, he looks young though, are the official school photographers for Blackman, Rockville, Siegel, and Stewart Creek High Schools, Oakland Middle, Central Magnet, MTCS, PCA, or Webb Schools. They also specialize in photographing families, children, business sessions, bridals, and engagements. Call Loveless Fine Photography today at 615-890-1558 and view their gallery at lovelessphotography.com. They're located on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. And, you know, spring is coming. You want some beautiful spring pictures. We forget about some of the things they do that's not school-related, really.
I mean, right.
And you can really get some fine. I always mention about that portrait that we took many years ago. Still holds up. It's in my den right now. Just as beautiful as it was. Well, the guy in it's not that beautiful. But the two girls and the dog are really, really, really fine.
Well, he could only do so much with that guy.
And Jesse was the dog in it, and she's been gone for like 14 years.
Has she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And but it's just a great memory, and always remember it.
Yep,
that's Loveless Fine Photography.
Capture those memories like nobody else.
Time for your keys to the game, and I gotta go. What do you think? Third quarter. Rockville outscored them
27-7.
Yeah.
That 16-point deficit really just took the game and put it away. Craig's Tax Service, a great place to be. Tax laws can be very confusing. I don't understand it at all. It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tax Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Call today at 615-890-2233. And, fellas, if your wife can't do your taxes anymore, it's time to go to Craig's Tax Service. Trust me.
Well, give her a break.
No, yeah. Well,
give your wife a break.
But sometimes it just gets too difficult, and they don't have time. So, anyway, mine did it for years, and I'm telling you, I had to go to Craig's Tax Service.
I never will attempt that again.
No. And if you've missed part of the game tonight, check out WGNSSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download or listen. Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church Street, and on Memorial Boulevard. We're going to take a timeout, and we will be back with more of the Ideas Tees Between Game Show after this two-minute break.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends.
how I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites like chicken minis, chicken nuggets, and strips to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases, Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
The Ideas Tees Between Game Show. Review of the game, stats, and much more.
Here's a look at your scoring for the first game tonight, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Rockvale, Faith Anderson had 14 points, Amani Sharif with 4, Alicia Wilkerson with 12 points, Annabelle Marlin had 2 first bank threes for 6 points, Emily Tarpley had 6 points, Queen of Lions with 9, Ania Scott had 4, and Tony Davis wound up with 17 points, a double-double, 12 rebounds tonight. For Smyrna, it was Nakia Drew with 6. Audrey Hampton had 9. They were all threes. Tamija Corder had 2 points, and Jaquila Wesley had 6 points. She also had a first bank three in there, and Shalia Blackman had 1 point for the Bulldogs. Defensively, or team stats anyway, Rockvale out-rebounded Smyrna 39-22, just too much on the boards for them. Rockvale 27-58 for 47%. A lot of fast breaks in there. 5 first bank threes. Smyrna 9-45 for 20%. They had 4 first bank threes. Rockvale 13-19 from the free throw line for 68%. Smyrna 2-6 for 33%. Rockvale had 9 turnovers. Smyrna had 20 turnovers. Rockvale led 22-5. At the end of the first quarter, 37-30 at 13 at half, blew out to a 60-20 lead at the end of the third quarter, and wind up winning this game 72-24. All right, that's a look at your team stats and individual scoring, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our TOA highlight featuring all local athletes all year long, TOA. We'll have that and much more in the start of this second game between Laverne and the Siegel girls. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball and the Ideas Tees Between Game Show. We'll take another two-minute break and be right back.
Hello again, and this is Lenny Farmer, funeral pre-planner for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. I know, you have a lot of questions concerning how to plan for those final days. It can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be as stressful and won't be when you get your questions answered way in advance. That's what I'm here for. Call me with any questions you have about your personal funeral needs. With 25 years of experience in this industry, I can help you put your questions to rest. Call me at 615-893-2422.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. Ready for a getaway? The Wilson Bank and Trust Travel Club can be your ticket to a great vacation. From extended overnight trips to single-day excursions, we offer opportunities to see things you've never seen and make new friends in the process. Visit wilsonbank.com/travel or stop by any of our area offices to learn about all the places we'll be visiting soon. You can also make your reservations online, earn points for future trips, and get discounts for using banking products. Leave all the planning and logistics to us. Member FDIC.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
There's all levels of hearing loss, which may require different hearing devices.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People put off getting devices simply because sometimes don't want to admit that they're having difficulties. The nice thing about the program that I offer is that people get a chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster helps me.
See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
The Ideas Tees Between Game Show, review of the game stats, and much more.
Quickly, our TOA highlight for this evening. We want to say congratulations to Sydney Cooper and Sarah Wisnowski for being named to the District 3 All-District Tournament Team. Also, Wisnowski and Sydney Cooper were named to All-District Regular Season Team. And that is congratulations for those two students from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Helping you to live your best life, whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, the doctors and staff at TOA are here for you online at TOA.com. We're going to take another quick 30-second timeout, and we'll come back. Brian will have the play-by-play action and the starting lineups for you right after this.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our game tonight brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Steve Martin Construction, Craig's Tax Service, and Loveless Vine Photography. And with the starting lineups for the second girls' bout tonight between Siegel and Laverne, here's your play-by-play man, Brian Barrett. Forgot your name for a second.
Sorry. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's only been 24 years, but that's okay.
Nothing like cinnamon.
Yes, I guess so. Time to take a look at these. This matchup here between Siegel and Laverne. Siegel coming in the sixth seed, 5-18 on the year. Two of their five wins against Laverne. Laverne 6-13 on the season. But the last game between these two, just a few weeks ago, was just a 3-point victory for the Siegel Lady Stars. For the Laverne Lady Wolverines of Kim Walker. Sean DeSteven, senior guard, to get the start tonight. Kamari Townsend, a senior guard. Senior forward, Justice Dudley. Junior guard, Reagan Hagwood. And freshman guard, Corey Grimes. Grimes, Hagwood, Dudley, Townsend, and Stevens. The lineup for the Laverne Lady Wolverines. For Sean Middleton's Siegel Lady Stars, 5'5 sophomore guard, Monica Peralta. 5'5 sophomore point guard, Serenity Lillard. 5'8 junior forward, Carrington Creasy. 5'6 freshman guard, Azaria Abel. And 5'8 junior forward, Shiana Booker. Peralta, Lillard, Creasy, Abel, and Booker for Siegel. Stevens, Townsend, Dudley, Hagwood, and Grimes for the Laverne Lady Wolverines. Laverne, the visiting team here, just by virtue of the bracket, so they're in the dark uniforms. Blue tops and bottoms, royal blue with white. You know, with the exception of the black, their school colors are the same as Rockvale.
That's
true. I just realized.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see. For Siegel, they're in the home whites with some teal and navy. A little silver hint in there as well. Creasy is going to jump here versus Townsend. And we're about ready to get this one underway. The winner of this game
will move on to face Stewart's Creek here in the quarterfinals. Tip controlled by Laverne, moving right to left. And the shot is up, and the shot is good by Grimes. Corey Grimes with the two-point basket, and we're underway. Been a little bit of a change. Tiana Condra got the start tonight. Shot by Siegel is off the mark.
Well, they opened up in a man-to-man. They don't want Siegel to blow them out here with threes.
They get the ball down, though, on the left block. Shot put up by Stevens. It's no good. They kick it out for a three. Taken by Condra. It's no good. Top of the key. Another three by Grimes. This one dings off the front of the rim and goes out of bounds. It will belong to the Lady Stars. And here comes Siegel bringing it down the floor. No pressure this time as Serenity Lillard walks it down.
And, Brian, they are in a zone this time. We'll see what Siegel will have to be patient here.
Just trying to dare him to get the ball inside, aren't they? In the deep right corner, Abel looks it over, takes one dribble over to Lillard. Now left side to Peralta. Gets it over in the left corner to Creasy. They're moving left to right as we see it. Lillard looking inside, trying to get Creasy cutting through. Nothing there. Abel for three from the deep right corner. No good. A rebound by Siegel. They get it to Abel. She floats in there. Can't get this one to fall. And the loose ball picked up by Stevens. And here is Sarah Duall bringing it down the floor. And it's going to go out of bounds. I think I really messed up this Laverne lineup, but that's okay. Duall in there. I know Stevens got the start. And Townsend, Condra,
Grimes.
And Grimes. Siegel with the ball here. Here's Peralta. She drives, lost the ball, out of bounds. Nobody touched it. That's the first turnover for the Lady Stars. It's 2-0 Laverne here in this one.
It's really hard to force your way through a zone. I mean, you've got to find, somebody's got to move a little bit for Siegel.
Condra gets it right side to Stevens. Stevens cut off, trying to go baseline. Back to Condra, who backs it back out. And now Duall between the circles. Coming back over is Stevens on the far side of the floor. Dribbles, drives in there, gets to the right block, kicks it out, and a three is on the way. No good by Condra. Rebound underneath, trying to put it up, and can't get it to fall. Dudley, and Stevens tried to save it from going out of bounds, but she was out of bounds to begin with. So a turnover there for Laverne. And here comes Siegel, trailing 2-0 in this game. Lillard looking around. Passes over to Booker left side. Back up top to Abel. They work it down low. Lillard got it wide open underneath. Now that, they worked to perfection.
Yeah, that's how you do it there.
2-2. The five-minute mark here of the first quarter. Deep right corner, Condra for three. Got it. Tiana Condra. The freshman guard connecting on the first bank three for the Lady Wolverines, who take a three-point lead here now. Lillard looking around between the rings. Creasy, right wing. Creasy drives in, gets there from the right block, floats one up there, can't get it to fall. Rebound, put back. This one will not go for Booker. There's a battle for it on the floor, and coming out of there with it is Laverne. Sarah Duall looking up the floor, stops, gives it up. Over right side to Condra, and Condra backs it back out, and they reset. Pass over to Grimes. Siegel set up in a zone here as well. Three, up and no good by Condra. Rebound. It's Peralta bringing it down. To Lillard, back to Peralta. Stops, pops just across the three-point line. Rainbow shot, no good. Creasy fighting for it, and it's going to be a jump ball. Siegel, because of Creasy's hustle there, stays in control of the basketball.
Well, she got over her bag, but she didn't foul her. It was kind of pretty.
Siegel working it around into the corner. And it's a three ball. Left corner pocket by Serenity Lillard, who has all five of Siegel's points. 5-5. I have a feeling this is going to be a close game.
I think it's going to be a game where I think whoever gets hot the most.
Siegel has stolen the basketball away from Laverne. Lillard with the lay-in, no, but a foul.
And Laverne can't afford the turnovers. They cannot continue that.
LaShawn to Stevens with the foul. And that will send Lillard to the free throw line. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 5:45 for the countdown to tip-off sponsored by the law offices of John Day. And Wednesday and Thursday, and about 1:45 on Saturday. Also after the game, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show coming up for you. Had some subs make their way into the game. Atria Davis is in. And free throw, Lillard hit one of two. She's got all 6 points here. Grimes drives, now passes off, gets it back. Her shot attempt is up and no good. Peralta with the rebound. Monica quickly down the floor. Long pass up and too long. Gianna Booker couldn't get to it. Let's see. Laverne bringing it down the floor. Passes and gets it to Duwall, and she got it tied up. It's going to be Laverne's basketball. Possession arrow pointing in their direction.
Stewart's Creek coach is watching over on the sideline corners. They know that they've got to play the winner of this game.
That'll be on,
Wednesday.
Yep.
I'm here for you, man.
Duwall in the corner tries to make the pass, but Lillard knocked it away. I've looked at that bracket. I've almost got it memorized in my mind. Into the right corner. Grimes has it. They work it down low. Nicely done. Shot by Condra. Won't go. Rebound. Can't get that one to fall. Siegel with the basketball and a bell down.
Good pass there by Stevens.
Abel drives from coast to coast and lays it in. Azaria Abel with the bucket and a timeout, Laverne. They take a 30-second timeout here to talk things over as Siegel has opened up an 8-5 lead. And here with a message from our friends at Parks Auction is John.
Well, it seems like everyone's a real estate expert, but Bob Bug and Stan Vaught have put in the decades of work for their clients to be the go-to guys. With Parks Auction extensive marketing program, you can receive the most money in the shortest amount of time. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at Parks Auction, they'll handle everything online at parksauction.com. A good timeout there by Kim Walker.
Indeed, to try to slow the pace of this, want to say congratulations to the Eagleville girls, winners 51-35 over Cornersville tonight to move on in district play. They'll play the two-seed Moore County, although they were tied for second, a three-way tie, I think, in fact. And foul is called. And that is on Booker. .224 to go here in the first. Stevens coming out. And Townsend's going to trigger it in. Ball knocked away by Siegel as they try to inbound it. Here's the inbounds pass to Duwall. She lost control of it. Now it's on the floor, and Siegel takes a 30-second timeout, one which we will take as well, and be right back here. It's 8-5. Siegel leads.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
It'll be Siegel's basketball to bring down the floor as Booker triggers it in. Gets it to Lillard. Siegel up 8-5. 2:13 to go here in the first. Peralta has it on the far side of the floor. Back to Lillard, right wing. Abell's three is put up, no good. Offside rebound, can't get it to fall. And Davis is going to kick it back out. And then they throw it back to her, and Peralta threw it too high. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a Siegel turnover. And Lamaya Massey, after the third turnover, Arcandre brings it down. Massey into the game for Laverne. And Laverne turnover down the other end, laying it in is Zaria Abell after picking the pocket there of the Lady Wolverines, and now they have doubled them up. It's 10-5. Laverne's going to have to do a better job of protecting the basketball here. A couple of costly turnovers of late. Here's Condra with it, takes it to the far side of the floor. To Grimes. Grimes takes a couple of dribbles at the foul line, gets it low to Duwall and lays it in.
That's a nice move by Duwall. She just kind of didn't move her feet much, just kind of shot it up there off the glass.
Perfect execution there by the Lady Wolverines. Peralta fakes the shot, draws the defense from Condra. She may shoot it from the parking lot. Here's a three from the outside corner. It's up and good. And Atria Davis with the first bank three. Now, John, if they continue to do that, that zone, they'll have to come out of it.
Yeah, it's they can pop it.
Ball lost by Grimes. Turnover up the floor to Abell. Abell tries the pass back. Loose ball run down by Booker. They get it to Lillard. Her shot is partially blocked by Massey. And it goes out of bounds, last touched by Siegel.
That was really a good pass by Abell. I just don't think they were ready for it at the time.
Last touched by Laverne as Siegel inbounds. The three put up by Abell. No good. Ball on the floor. Another jump ball. And this is going to be Siegel's basketball, or Laverne's basketball, rather. No, it is Siegel's basketball. And Davis to throw it in. Gets the long lob to Lillard. Lillard drives, glides in the lane. Can't get it to fall. Got her own rebound. She and Duwall got tied up. They call a jump ball. It will belong to Laverne.
Well, I saw visions of another injury right there. I'm glad she was able to get up.
They kind of went up fighting against each other there. Lillard is tough as nails. Duwall in the backcourt. Looking at full court pressure here by the Siegel Stars. Duwall gets it across the timeline just in time. Pass up the floor to Townsend. Townsend finds Massey, and now a foul on Atria Davis with 1.1. Smart there by Siegel to put on full court pressure to keep him from getting the ball down the floor quickly. It took a lot of time.
And that was really a good foul because there was a girl open underneath the basket. Massey didn't see her.
Justice Dudley in the game. They throw it in. It's going to be a catch and shoot. The shot up and no good by Townsend at the horn. So your first quarter score, 13-7. Siegel leading Laverne. As we have finished one quarter, we'll take 1 minute and be right back.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. When an unsafe floor caused injury to one of our clients, the insurance company refused to pay a fair settlement. We took her case to trial, and a jury awarded more than 20 times the pre-trial offer. Her life was changed forever. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
From the pit to the plate, Rick's Barbecue is serving up the best meats in Murfreesboro.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long.
We're talking with Mike Lanning of Rick's Barbecue.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste. It's excellent barbecue.
Also try their smoked chicken, ribs, and world-famous loaded baked potatoes, loaded down with your favorite meat. And don't forget their catering at Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive, just off South Church Street.
This is Primetime Sports.
Touchdown!
She scores!
Oh, my!
The
it's out of here.
WGNS Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Start of the second quarter. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. Siegel Basketball leading 13-7. It's Lillard for three from downtown. Serenity Lillard. Her second first bank three, 9 points here. And Siegel is really shooting well from the three-point arc.
Well, that ball was really, the defense wasn't bad. It's just so far out, she hit it.
25% in the first quarter. That's going to help that percentage up to about 33%. Now here for the game so far. Dudley has it now for the Lady Wolverines. Down the baseline, Stevens stepped out of bounds. On her way to the rack, five turnovers there now. And here come the Lady Stars. Lillard passing it into the right corner. They get it underneath to Creasy. Creasy goes up against Duwall. A block by Sarah Duwall, but Creasy runs down the loose ball. Now it's on the floor. It's lost, and Laverne comes away with it. Here's Townsend bringing it down the floor. Townsend crosses the timeline. Goes right side. Ball tipped away by Lillard, who runs it down. There's a pileup at the 30-yard line. Going to be a jump ball. And the official helps LaShonda Stevens up. Bet she's seen a football game or two in her lifetime. Checking into the game is Aaron Van Hook for the Lady Stars. Duwall to throw it in right here in front of me. Gets the toss in to Tiana Condra. And Condra walks it across. Picks up a trot, goes to the left wing. Deep left corner, Dudley. Now back to Condra. Grimes comes back up top to help. Grimes drives, puts it up off the left block. It's up and no good. Duwall with the rebound. Throws it up, can't get it to fall. And coming away with the rebound is Davis. Davis down the floor, may not stop. She does at the foul line, gives it up to Lillard. And it's off the back of the rim. Long three, goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Wolverines. 16-7, Siegel with the lead, 6:09 to go in the first half. Davis throws it in, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Probably good for Laverne that happened because Peralta was open, wide open in the right corner.
Well, Stewart's Creek's been a busy gym, hadn't it?
It has.
Little school tournaments. And
inbounds, they tried to get it to Van Hook and thrown away. Duwall with it. In the backcourt, the senior forward bringing it down the floor, giving it up to freshman running mate Grimes. Grimes, top of the key. Grimes just hurls it. It was last touched by Siegel, but they're going to say Laverne threw that away. I don't think that official saw the deflection. Siegel bringing it down. Here's Davis. Left wing to Abel, back up top, Van Hook for three. It's no good off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes out deep. Townsend had it. Now it's lost out of bounds as it was tipped away by Peralta. Laverne's ball. Reagan Hagwood coming into the game. She is in for Townsend. Duwall triggers it in, gets it to Dudley. Now Sarah gets it back. Full court pressure here by the Lady Stars. Hagwood back to Duwall. One more pass is going to do it, and they throw it away. The pressure caused the seventh turnover for Laverne. And back in the game, or into the game for the first time, Crystal Peralta. Crystal, freshman. Monica, sophomore. Ball passed over here to Crystal. Deep right corner. Davis. Lillard over left wing. Abel has it. Way back up front to Lillard. Now drives. Gets in there from the right block. Tries to go up and tipped away by Laverne with 5:05 to go. 16-7. Has the Lady Stars have the lead. Inbounds. Lillard tries to go up. Blocked by Duwall. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Dudley. And now they're going to call a foul on Siegel, I think. probably, well, who is, there isn't a 12, probably 32. 32 Peralta. There you go. Foul is on Crystal Peralta.
Well, her long locks were a little hard to see that three.
Yeah. Full court pressure again here by Siegel as Duwall has it in the backcourt. Gets the ball up the floor to Condra. Pass over to Dudley. Dudley drives the lane, shoots and scores. Justice Dudley with the bucket. It's 16-9. 4:42 to go here in the first half. Siegel up in this girls' first-round game.
Look how high Dave Laverne has brought their zone.
Yeah, they pushed them out to really between the top of the key and the midcourt stripe.
The middle is wide open.
Lillard over into the right corner. Three fired up. No good by Peralta, Crystal Peralta. Abel with the rebound to Lillard. Gets it back over to Crystal. Three from the left wing by Azaria Abel. Her first bank three tonight. She's got 7 points, nine for Serenity Lillard. And Siegel has jumped back out to a 10-point lead. Duwall with it now, just across the timeline. Passes over to Haigwood, right side. Ball on the floor, and diving for it was Crystal Peralta, and I think they're going to call her for the foul. Yes, so she picks up her second foul. And she's going to go out. And Siegel brings in Lexi White, junior guard, for the Lady Stars. On the inbounds, Dudley drives, puts it up, can't get it to fall. Duwall gets the shooter's roll. Sarah with 4 points in this game. It's 19-11, Siegel. Pass into the right corner. Townsend has it. Long pass up top. Three is fired up, and swish! The first bank three for Lexi White, who just checked into the game. 22-11. Largest lead of the game, I believe. Condra with it right side. Condra flips it into the corner. An answering three by Reagan Haigwood. 22-14 Siegel. Serenity Lillard with it. Passes off, gets it back. Lillard with a three. The threes are raining tonight. Lillard with her third first bank three. 12 points on the evening. 25-14 Siegel. It's a shootout right now between these two. Duwall around the horn. Now Grimes has it. After a pass from Condra, ball tipped away. Turnover. Siegel bringing it down the floor. Whistle as Davis is pushed to the floor. He wasn't shooting, however, I don't think. No, they say it was out of bounds. I don't know how that wasn't a foul.
I know. A little push there, I thought, at the end. Boy, nobody wants to win more than Atria Davis. Tell you,
that's the truth. Fighter.
Bam, that fist on the floor.
Laverne basketball here. Big trip down. Little give and go. Back door. They get it to Condra. It's good. And there is a foul.
That was a great pass by Reagan Haigwood. Saw Condra running down to the other side and flipped it to her. And a really tough shot by Condra to get it up and get the foul.
Lexi White picks up the foul. Peralta back in the game. Atria Davis is out. And Condra goes to the free throw line. Our coverage brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. Sold by MK, powered by EXP Realty, First Bank, and the law offices of John Day. Free throw no good, and deep rebound finally knocked out of bounds by Condra. 2:17 to go here in the first half. Siegel up 25-16 with the ball. Right corner. Three is up and good. Boy, Siegel is feeling it. That's Azaria Abel with another first bank three.
Four in a row.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. Grimes drives, splits the double team. Dudley back over to Haigwood. Tried to get the pass to Grimes, and the ball thrown away. back-to-back turnovers there by Laverne, and nine for the first half. Siegel with the ball, leading 28-16. Deep left corner. That's where Lexi White has it. Over to Abel. And this Laverne zone has pushed Siegel out. They've been able to hit some outside shots. Ansley Berry checked in here for the Lady Stars as well just a second ago. Sophomore forward. Minute 21. Pass back over left side to Abel. Now White has it. Back to Abel. Berry has it. All of this in the front court. They get it to the left wing. Abel with a touch. Lillard kind of pushed from behind, and now they call the foul. This one on Grimes. So Siegel will trigger it in on the sideline. White gets it in to Lillard. Coach Sean Middleton barking out the play. A pick set. Lillard doesn't use it. Passes to the right corner. Gets it back. Now back to Peralta in the lane. She kicks it out. Long cross-court pass. It's a bell for three. No good. Rebound. Condra for the Lady Wolverines. They need a bucket. 36 seconds. Get into the right corner to Hagwood. A three put up. It is no good, but the offside rebound is good by the Lady Wolverines. Didn't announce that shot, and I didn't see it. Four.
Yes. No, yes.
Driving four. Down, shot no good by Condra. So it was four,
yes,
Dudley?
Dudley.
Okay. Here with 5.5, the three up and no good by Abel. Rebound, Laverne, and a whistle with 0.4 seconds. They call the foul on Abel. And that is the sixth team foul. So Laverne will have 0.4 seconds to get it all the way up the floor. Duall, long baseball pass. It's going to be intercepted. And that's going to be the end of the first half. With your score, Siegel 28, Laverne 18. 28-18, a 10-point lead for the Lady Stars here at halftime. We will take a three-minute break, come back, and we'll have some halftime stats for you as we continue on State Farm Prep Sports.
Technology with a personal touch. Mills Family Pharmacy can package your meds, whether you have one or over a dozen, by day or by dose. No other family pharmacy offers this custom medication packaging service for free. They can even deliver the meds to your home as well. And if you go to MillsFamilyPharmacy.com, you can get a smartphone app to manage refills. Modern tech, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on Highway 231.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
Don't miss earning 50 times the national average savings rate on your money. Open a Brighter Day savings account at Redstone Federal Credit Union and earn 5.09 annual percentage yield on balances up to $2,500. Keep earning with 0.4 APY on balances over that. Don't wait. Open your Brighter Day savings account today at any Redstone branch or through online banking.
Membership eligibility required. Visit redfcu.org/save
for more
information.
I think we only did one in the first game, didn't we?
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Mothville Boulevard.
Here with Brian Watson, and you've got this reactor watch. Nothing else is built like it.
It's made to be able to do what you want to do in it. It's actually guaranteed waterproof down to 100 meters.
And a great warranty with the reactor watch.
2 years, buckle to buckle. If you drop it in the middle of the street and run it over with your car, we'll send it in for you, and they're going to take care of it. Guaranteed 48-hour turnaround from the time we send it off till we get it back.
J. Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Northville Boulevard, between Memorial and Sulphur Springs.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans Will Do It All. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Your home, your auto, together they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. It's smart to protect them together, to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-895-2700 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-900-0877. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Welcome back here at halftime with the score, Siegel 28, Laverne 18. And here are a look at the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Laverne, they out-rebounded Siegel 12-7 in the first half. Laverne shot 8 of 21 for 38%. They had one first bank three. Siegel, 10 of 24 for 42%, but they had seven threes in that first half, and that will make a difference in any game. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's right, seven, and four in a row, and that's what got him this 10-point lead. Laverne 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Siegel only 1 of 2 for 50%. Laverne had 10 turnovers. That didn't help any, and Siegel had 4. Laverne trailed Siegel 13-7 at the end of the first quarter, and now Siegel with a 10-point lead here at halftime. Want to remind you about our friends at Parks Auction. They've helped families, investors, and businesses here in Rutherford County and across the state with their on-site and online auction needs. Call Bob Bug and Stan Vaught today for a no-obligation consultation. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at Parks Auction. They'll handle everything online at parksauction.com. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back and take a look at the scoring and much more here on the halftime here. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Stay with us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hello again, and this is Lenny Farmer, funeral pre-planner for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. I know, you have a lot of questions concerning how to plan for those final days. It can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be as stressful, and won't be when you get your questions answered way in advance. That's what I'm here for. Call me with any questions you have about your personal funeral needs. With 25 years of experience in this industry, I can help you put your questions to rest. Call me at 615-893-2422.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. Wanted to invite you to come shop at Murfreesboro's only locally owned and family-run full-line pet store. A lot of folks are surprised when they come see us for the first time to find out how big the store really is. Animal City has 2 floors full of the best pets and only the best products for them. Come see us at Animal City and let our 30 years of experience benefit you and your pet. This is Amanda from Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. Ready for a getaway? The Wilson Bank and Trust Travel Club can be your ticket to a great vacation. From extended overnight trips to single-day excursions, we offer opportunities to see things you've never seen and make new friends in the process. Visit wilsonbank.com/travel or stop by any of our area offices to learn about all the places we'll be visiting soon. You can also make your reservations online, earn points for future trips, and get discounts for using banking products. Leave all the planning and logistics to us. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Back with our look at our scoring here, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. For Laverne, Justice Douglas Dudley has 4 points. Corey Grimes with two. Tiana Condra with 5 points. Sarah Duell with four. Reagan Haywood has a first bank three. For Siegel, Azaria Bell has 10 points. She has two of seven in field goals. Monica Peralta has not scored. Serenity Lillard has 12 points. It was Lexi White with three and Atria Davis with three. But the threes, speaking of that, the first bank threes have been flying all over the place for Siegel for a total of seven. Want to remind you of games coming up now tomorrow night here at Stewart's Creek, District 7 AAA basketball tournament. We're going to have in the boys, it'll be Riverdale at Rockvale. They will start at 6 o'clock. The Riverdale boys 8-19 against the Rockvale boys 2-22. Smyrna will play in the nightcap 10-12 against the 10-17 Stewart's Creek Redhawks. So could be some good games there tomorrow night as well. We'll be back on the air Wednesday for Oakland and Rockvale girls. And then Stewart's Creek will be playing the winner of this game at 7:30, followed by Thursday's boys action. Laverne will play the winner of Riverdale and Rockvale boys, and Oakland will play the winner of Smyrna and Stewart's Creek boys. So a lot of basketball still to come. I mean, 16 games, I think, Brian, is what you said.
Well,
15 now.
14 and a half.
14 and a half, yeah.
The countdown is on.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and have the second half for you here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing aid technology changes drastically every 3 to 5 years.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I do encourage everyone that wears hearing aids to at least try to see what they're missing. The biggest reason why people change is technology. Try it and see if it's better than what you're currently wearing.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever.
Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Starting lineups here in the second half for Siegel, Creasy, Lillard, who triggers it in, Peralta, Booker, and Abel. Abel firing up a three. It's no good. For Laverne, Condra, who's bringing it down the floor. Stevens, Duell, Grimes, and Dudley. Dudley has it. Right block, lays it in. Justice Dudley with the big bucket.
She's had a pretty good night.
The lead is 8 for Siegel. It's been as many as 11. Lillard goes in there wildly. Duell goes to the ground. No whistle, no foul. And Laverne with the ball. Right wing. They work it around to Grimes. Her three crawls over the rim, won't go. Lillard somehow gets the rebound. Boy, Serenity is all over the place.
Usually their leading rebounder.
And usually the smallest kid on the floor.
Yes, usually. Not tonight, but usually.
Want to welcome those who are listening in now on radio as well. We've been streaming games here from the district tournament. Double dribble called on Booker. The first game in this tournament was won by Rockvale 72-24 over Smyrna. And this is the second game, start of the second half here on WGNS Radio. We'll have games either on radio and streaming or streaming during the week. Inbounds to Dudley, got the bucket,
and one.
Well, that was a great move. She did a little give and go, and then a great pass over there, and got her the basket and now the foul.
And a chance for a three-point play, and it cuts the lead to six. A chance to cut it to five here at the charity stripe. Dudley's free throw should be a line lane violation, but no whistle. How in the world? It's going to go out of bounds.
You're right. I can't disagree with you.
I mean, she shot the ball, and there were four people in the lane. Okay.
Maybe since there were four, they just didn't call it.
I guess. That'd make it hard to shoot a free throw. Pass out. Here from the left wing. Peralta drives. She kicks it back up top. Now a Bell drives baseline, puts up a floater or a 10-footer, no good, or 8-footer rather. And here comes Laverne with the rebound. This is a big trip down for the Lady Wolverines. Bucket here could be huge as Condra has it straight away to Duwall, left side. Duwall looking in, now penetrates, drives, gets in there, goes up, has the ball stripped away by Lillard. Lillard up the floor, 2-on-2, and the ball knocked away. And out of bounds off of the fingertips of Justice Dudley. Morgan Hagwood coming in. Or Reagan Hagwood, rather. Not Morgan. For the Lady Wolverines. And Duwall goes out. Inbounds is tossed in. And it's Lillard for three. It dings off the side of the rim. Now, Siegel got a bunch of threes in the first half. If they go chilly here, could make for an interesting game. A three put up. No good by Condra. Rebound. Stevens high off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Wrestles her own rebound and then is clobbered by Carrington Creasy. They report the foul. 2-1. Also in our first broadcast game, for those who are just joining us on radio, Nakia Drew left the game by ambulance for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. An apparent head injury, was hurt diving for the ball, and our well wishes go out to her in that. We had, oh gosh, about a 20-minute delay in the first game. Long pass over, knocked away by Booker, and now Laverne will inbound underneath the goal. On the far baseline, that's where Condra will trigger it in. Coming over to help is Hagwood. She's got to get rid of the ball. Finds Grimes. Grimes left block. Too hard. Oh, had a wide open shot. Here's Peralta. I'm sorry, Lillard down the floor. Passes off. Gets it back. She fires up the three from the top of the key. It's no good. And Siegel has gone a bit chilly from the field. Stevens with the rebound. Laverne has only been able to make a dent in that halftime lead. I don't think Siegel has actually scored in this half so far, our quarter.
Laverne is dominating the boards right now.
Condra dribbles around right here in front of us in the five-second call. As Abel gets the five-second call, she thought she was going to be whistled for the foul, but that's not the case. Gianna Booker will trigger it in right here in front of us. 12 turnovers for Laverne. Right side, baseline jumper put up by Davis. It's no good. Rebound, Dudley. She's pulled down quite a few boards here. To Hagwood, still in the backcourt, finds Condra. Condra got to get it across quickly and finds Dudley. To Stevens, drives the lane, off the glass, got it to go. LaShonda Stevens' first bucket of the night. And suddenly it's a four-point game steal, and Grimes goes up with it. She is fouled. So after the steal, then Davis picks up the foul, and Grimes going to go to the free throw line. Corey Grimes, the freshman guard, standing there with a chance to cut it to two. First shot is in the air. Good.
One possession game now. And since Siegel, we talk about it, has gone all ice cold. 0 for 6 here in the third quarter.
And they have not scored here in this quarter. Second free throw. Crawls over, won't go. It's a three-point ball game. Rebound Lillard. And a timeout here by Coach Sean Middleton. It's a 30-second timeout and gives us a chance to get a word from our friends at Parks Auction, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, the Parks Auction brand has helped families, investors, and businesses here in Rutherford County and across the state with their on-site and online auction needs. Call Bob Bug and Stan Vaught today for no-obligation consultation. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, that's Parks Auction. They'll handle everything online at parksauction.com.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. We've got a close ball game here in this first one. I think tomorrow night's games, boys style, look to be good ones. Rockvale and Riverdale, those two teams split in the regular season. And Smyrna and Stewart's Creek, those two teams split in the regular season. So I think we got a chance to have some pretty tight games.
Well, it's a tale of two halves right now. It was all Siegel in the first half. So far, it's been all Laverne in the second half.
Siegel to trigger it in here, and Peralta gets it in. Peralta to Lillard here, left wing. Now Van Hook for three from the deep left corner. Can't get it to fall. Her rebound came all the way back out there to her, and Siegel has it. Peralta to Lillard in the lane. Fires it up. Is going to be fouled. Well, when all else fails, drive, and that's what she did. And the foul is on Sarah Duall. So Siegel going to get the chance to try to break the ice here in this third quarter at the free throw line. It's up, no good. Another free throw. It's up, and this one is good. So Siegel on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. 29-25, Siegel. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Long pass up the floor. Dudley, right wing. It's Townsend for three. Crawls over the rim, won't go. Dudley with the rebound and is fouled, putting it up. Bucket didn't go, but the foul called on Aaron Van Hook. And that will put Dudley at the charity stripe with 8 points and the leading scorer for the Lady Wolverines tonight. Four quick dribbles, shot it, and got it. First one is good. 9 points, five of them here in this quarter alone.
I like her game. She's a real battler, a hustler, moves without the ball, and that's a big key.
Second one good. She's got 10. Two-point ball game. And down the floor is Peralta to Van Hook, left wing. Three ball, no good, too long. Rebound, Grimes, and now a foul on Lillard in the backcourt as she fouled Grimes. So Lillard picks up the foul. Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson on South Church Street near Indian Hills. Here to help life go right, that's State Farm agent David Wilson. Duall to Dudley in the backcourt. Duall, long pass up, and it's going to be stolen away. Stepping in front of it is Atria Davis. Drives, and she's going to be fouled.
So Duall there on the press. When you jump up in the air to make the pass, you have committed. And they read that very well. The defense reads well. Good job by Coach Middleton here to kind of put pressure on to kind of create your own offense.
Davis at the free throw line hits the first one. Don't forget our friends at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. They've provided local prep and MTSU athletes with expert orthopedic coverage for decades. TOA, live your best life. Second toss for a 4-point lead. No good. And into the game, Ansley Berry, and she knocked the ball away.
Siegel,
Emily Hawks
Siegel,
into the game, John. Sorry for Siegel.
Siegel trying to get anything to do to get some inside play.
Probably,
get some rebounds.
Probably why they brought in Hawks. Long pass up the floor. Grimes and the ball thrown away. I think it was last touch by Siegel, though. And Laverne will inbound on the far baseline, trailing by three. The inbounds is made for the tie from the corner. No good by Condra. Duball in the lane, puts it up, can't get this one to go. And Siegel runs down the loose ball. Up the floor, Lillard. Long pass, cutting baseline, firing up the shot, won't fall for Monica Peralta, but she is hacked. That's three fouls now on Duall, all here in this third quarter. And I think Coach Walker is going to sub here. as Peralta goes to the free throw line to make it a two-possession game. The first one is good, and that's Monica's first points tonight. Duwall does go out, and senior Journey Hill coming in for Laverne. Second toss for a five-point lead. Good. Peralta. 3:06 to go here in the third. Bringing it down is Corey Grimes. Grimes to the top of the key. Gives it up to Dudley. Now finds Hill, and the ball thrown away. Picked off, and down the floor is Davis. Ball stripped away, however. Last touch by Laverne. It'll be Siegel's ball underneath their basket. To trigger it in is Davis, and does make the long pass in to Lillard. Finds Barry. Passed off, got it back. Now Barry drives baseline, puts up a floater, and a charge is called. Ansley Barry kind of got in the air.
Well, you know what? I like seeing that, though, because he went to the basket. And for Siegel, they need that kind of play a little bit, as he put up a decent shot, but, of course, he did foul.
The lead is five. Siegel won a three-point ball game, the last game of the regular season. 2.5 left here in the third. Right wing, three is up, and it's off the back of the rim by Condra. Rebound, Dudley. Can't get it to go. Hill had it and tipped it into the hands of Monica Peralta. Hawks from the deep right corner. Got it. Three ball is up and good. 35-27. 2:02 to go here in the third. Dudley being closely guarded. Now a three. It's up by Condra. It's no good. Rebound, Siegel. Laverne's been a little cool the last couple of trips down. The drive, shot by Hawks. Can't get it to go. And here's Condra with it. And I knew that I had the wrong name here. It's Rankins. Is number 30, who just had that bucket a second ago. Not Emily. I think there's been a number change in there somewhere. So Rankins.
Rankins used to run the point for them a little bit.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her much this year.
Grimes, first one is good. Shooting the one and one, so she'll have another. Daisha Rankins. Second one is good as well for Grimes. 35-29. The lead is 6 with a minute 26. Lillard takes it right side. Lillard drives all the way in. Right now, Siegel has just taken it to the hole. And the foul is on Journey. Journey Hill. So free throws here for Lillard, who has 13 points and the leading scorer in the game. Hits the first one. Shooting foul here. Second one is on the way. Missed it. Rebound Grimes. Grimes kicks it out. And a travel over there by Condra. Duwall coming back in the game, and after 15 turnovers for Laverne, you know, they are, when Sarah Duwall had to go out, John, with her third foul, things did not go as well for Laverne.
Yeah, she's kind of a leader out there for Laverne.
Rankins has it now, left side, long pass, and ran into the official, hit the floor, and they had to blow the whistle. And Coach Middleton called a timeout. Coach Walker said that's a walk. And so Siegel got the timeout call. And it's a one-minute break for us. Siegel leads 36-29 on State Farm Prep Sports.
Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, Brew 21, and Hot Topic. and grab a bite at Buffalo Wild Wings, Sam's Sports Grill, Olive Garden, Miller's Ale House. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something that you love at Stones River Town Center. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for style tips, upcoming events, and sales information. Stones River Town Center, shopping centered on you. Online at shopstonesriver.com.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We are back, and with 58 seconds, it's Seagulls basketball. Carrington Creasy has it now over right side. Deeper in the corner, Peralta. Long pass over to Rankins now. Rankins passes off, gets it back. Now Rankins for three. It's up and no good. And Laverne's basketball. Boy, a Laverne basket here would be huge, I think, for them. And Stevens is coming in. She comes in for Grimes. They could get a bucket here at the end of the quarter. Should be set up for a fine fourth quarter. Length of the floor to go. Here's Kamaria Townsend. Townsend gets it across the timeline. Bounces it to Duwall. It's on the floor, and Rankins cradles it. Just flips it up the floor, finds Lillard. After the turnover, Lillard layup. No good, but a foul. Another costly turnover for the Lady Wolverines, and that's going to put Lillard to the charity stripe. And the foul is on Journey Hill.
When Laverne got to within two, then the turnover bug started getting them.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five, six turnovers in that span.
Free throw good. And Siegel did not score until the four-minute mark of this quarter. Second in the air good. And they've done a lot of damage at the free throw line.
Well, Lillard's killed them at the free throw line, killed Laverne. She's really done a good job, and there's another turnover.
Full court pressure, and Stevens didn't have anywhere to go with it. Turnover, Lady Wolverines. And Peralta to trigger it in. Gets it in to Rankins for three from the right corner. Daisha Rankins, her second First Bank three of the night. 41-29.
She's really helped him since she came in.
Stevens in the corner. Stevens floats up one. No good. And the rebound. Got it. With 3.7, Dudley and the foul.
Talk about being at the right place at the right time. Justice Dudley seems to be always there for that rebound.
Going to the charity stripe for the and one is Justice Dudley. Leading scorer for the Lady Wolverines tonight. This one no good. Duwall gets the rebound. And 1 second. Ball tied up with .3. It'll be Laverne's ball, but it'll be a pass and shoot situation, or inbound and shoot from the sideline. If you're Siegel, you don't want a foul. Stevens looking, and gets it to Hill, and that's it. Touched her in the hand, and that's it. So we go to the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point ball game. Stay with us here as we continue on State Farm Prep Sports.
Hi, I'm KJ Harden, Operations Manager of F&B Mortgage here in Murfreesboro. We are excited to announce we have reached a major milestone, $1 billion in home loan originations right here in Middle Tennessee. Thank you to our amazing customers for all the support over the years. We could not do this without you. We are excited for the future of FNB Mortgage. Visit us at fnbfg.com. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Nick Hayes with Toots.
Good food and fun.
Our original location at Broad Medical Center Parkway has been Rutherford County staple for over 35 years. Our new location, Toots West, is located at the corner of Rucker and 96 near the Blackman area.
Toots.
Bring your family to try us out today.
Toots.
Toots South is located at the corner of Barfield Crescent and Highway 231.
Toots.
And in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Bring your family to come try us out today.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Final 8 minutes here of the game. It's a 10-point lead for Siegel. Siegel's lead at the end of the first half was actually 10, but Laverne did cut it to 2. Creasy has it now top of the key.
Laverne only shot 15% from the field, Brian, but they did go 9 of 12 from the free throw line, so it kind of made up the difference.
Creasy turns the ball over for Siegel. Laverne's got to have several possessions here without Siegel scoring, but they turned the ball over again.
18 turnovers now for Laverne.
Got another final tonight, and that's Forest 57, Central Magnet 16, as Central season comes to an end in the first round of the 12AA tournament. Creasy with it. Left corner to Monica Peralta. Back up top to Booker. Now Peralta stops, pops, it's off the rim, no good. Stevens had good position there on the boards. Goes up and knocked away off of the fingertips of Stevens. So Siegel will have it. And the pass in, stolen away. Condra is going to have a layup on the other end. Goes up, has it knocked away by Serenity Lillard, and no foul.
That was a great play. That was absolutely great play. Just sheer hustle.
That's her. Just call her hustle. Do all at the foul line. Gets it down to Hill. Turns, spins, puts it up. No good. Ball tipped around. Siegel saves it. Lady Stars trotting it down the floor. Booker has it right side. Booker looking around. Long pass over. Finds Peralta for three. No good. Rebound offside. Putting it in the hole is Shiana Booker for her first points tonight. That was a gift. Largest lead of the game here now. At 12, I think. I think it was 11 at one point. Laverne needs a score. Shot fired up by Townsend from the foul line. No good. Duall with the rebound and put back. 6 points tonight. She scored in every quarter but the third. Lead back to 10. Long pass over right side. Booker has it. Back over to Peralta. Siegel kind of surveying things. Creasy bounces it over to Booker right side. The whistle away from the ball. And they are going to put, let's see, the foul going to be on Journey Hill. And that's going to put Creasy at the free throw line. She must have run through the screen. Hill goes out. And also Condra coming out. Creasy at the free throw line for a 1-1. Banks this one in, her first points of the night. Reagan Hagwood coming in. Stevens coming out for the Lady Wolverines. Glad she looks like her mama. Second free throw. Bounces. Won't fall. Laverne rebound. Sarah Duall with it. And Grimes crossing the timeline. Laverne facing elimination here now as the minutes wane away. Need a run here if you're a Lady Wolverine fan. Grimes has it, lost the ball, lost control of it, double team, tries to fight through the double team, and a timeout called by Coach Kim Walker. Good timeout there with 5:44 to go. A 30-second break for us, and we'll be right back. It's Siegel by 11.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive a settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We are back. It's Laverne's basketball. The inbound on the sideline. Hagwood Long pass in to Dudley and overthrown. Turnover. Here comes Siegel down the floor, and they throw it away as Monica Peralta tried to catch a bell on the baseline. Seven turnovers for the Lady Stars. The lead is 11 for Siegel, and the Burn bringing it down. Grimes met there by a bell, in trouble, passes over to Townsend. A few dribbles, comes here to the right side, deeper in the right corner, a double team, and the whistle. Grimes got trapped over there, and they call the foul on Azaria Abell. Bonus here now for the Lady Wolverines. And that puts Grimes at the free throw line for a 1-1. It's in the air, no good. Rebound knocked away by Lillard. It's going to be Laverne Ball.
Good play by Dudley just to kind of sneak there in front of her.
That didn't allow her to pull down the ball, just tip it. Inbounds to Dudley in the right corner. Tried to pass inside to Duall. The ball thrown away. Abell with it now. Abell charge is the call as Grimes stepped in front and took the charge.
20 turnovers now for Laverne.
Abell with her third foul.
Laverne's got to get something going offensively here, Brian. There, clock's starting to work against them a little.
Double bonus for Laverne the rest of the way. Here's Duall, right wing. Pass over to Grimes. Ball almost intercepted. Dudley with a nice save. Left side Condra. Back up to Grimes. She dribbles around. She picked up her dribble, and Condra comes out to help. And now a reach-in foul called on Abell. That's going to be four. Going for the steal. At least I think it's four. I don't think it's five. At the free throw line is Tiana Condra with 5 points tonight. Double bonus, so shooting two. The first one good. You don't, if you're Siegel, you don't want to put him at the free throw line to get him back in it.
No. There's still plenty of time, but Laverne's got to get some offense going.
Lexi White checks in.
Don't want to give him 3 points, Brian. Excuse
right,
me.
Exactly. That's what those were. Condra hit them both. White drives, kicks it out. Now left wing. Three ball put up. It's off the rim. No good by Atria Davis. Loose ball run down by Laverne. Passing down the floor to Grimes. She drives and a whistle. They call the foul on Serenity Lillard, and that got some folks unhappy there, thinking that Grimes may have leaned in a bit. Lillard with a big grin on her face. It's been a pretty physical game in that respect. Grimes free throw up, no good. She'll have another chance at it. 44-35 Siegel with 4:26 to go in this game. Second toss by Grimes. This one short. Rebound. Siegel had it. Now it's going to be tied up, or is it? No, it's still tipped around, and Lillard comes away with it, and a reach-in foul on Grimes. So we'll go the other way to shoot free throws. Boy, that was a slippery ball right there. Nobody could come down with the loose ball rebound.
You can expect Serenity Lillard to get it.
Of course. She's going to the free throw line.
Referee had a little something to say, I think, about
yep. At the end
the roughness of it.
Free throw up and good. I read what she said at the very end. No more warnings. So whatever she was saying, she meant it. First one good, the second one in the air, and it is good. She has just really been wearing it out at the free throw line.
She was that 11. Spark they needed right when they weren't scoring. She just started driving to the basket.
She's always a spark. Tell you. Condra's three, right wing, no good. Rebound, Siegel. Getting late in this game for the Lady Wolverines. Our coverage brought to you in part by Balfour, Tennessee, Josh Houston and Associates, Little Caesars Pizza, Las Casas Feed Supply, and our friends at Chick-fil-A.
Right side, Booker has it. Gets it off into the right corner to Lexi White. Back up top, Monica Peralta. Peralta backs it out. Precious seconds going off the clock here for Laverne, and I think Siegel is in the stall. Peralta has it. Laverne going to come out of their zone. Going to have to play man-to-man here now. Driving baseline is Davis. Ball knocked away. Crystal Peralta coming in for Siegel. And also Azaria Bell going to come back in, playing with four fouls. Or is she? Nope. Siegel is going to throw it in here on the sideline. And Peralta has it. It is man-to-man defense. Heard Coach Walker say match up here. Pass back out to Booker. Back up top of the key to Davis. 3:13. Lillard has it now. Lillard passes off to Booker. A touch there by Davis. Gets it back and now works it down low. Atria Davis. Nicely done there by Siegel and took a lot of time off the clock. Grimes with it now between the circles for Laverne. Ball almost stripped away and Lillard does do it. She threw the ball right into the hands of Grimes though and layup good. Timeout. Coach Kim Walker of Laverne takes a 1 minute break. 2:37 to go in this ball game. 48-37 Siegel leads on State Farm Prep Sports.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-895-2700 and let me save you money and time.
Your ride, your stuff, you live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-900-0877 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
I believe everyone deserves to own a home, don't you? I love seeing kids play in their backyards with their pets and their families. I average about 32 to 40 closed transactions per year, helping over 40 families find or sell their home. So let me ask you, if I could do it for you just as I have done it for the others, what would stop us from doing business together?
Sold by MK, powered by EXP Realty, Mary Catherine Hughes, a realtor you can trust.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Siegel's basketball, length of the floor to go. Creasy triggers it in. Gets it to Lillard. She's trapped over there and just knocks it off of Grimes. 2:34 to go in this one. Siegel tried to hold on and advance in this tournament. Creasy to Lillard. Lillard streaking down the floor. Layup good. Serenity Lillard with 20 points tonight.
Yep, she's definitely been the difference tonight in this game.
50-37. Lady Stars leading with 2:12. Dudley has it now. Between the circles. Drives. Pushed off maybe a little bit. Now fires it up. It's no good. Steven saves it. Nice save there by her. Condra, her three from the right corner, no good. Lillard, the long pass up. Gets it up the floor to Davis. Thrown away. Well, that's not what Coach Middleton wanted there, for sure. Wanted him to protect the ball there. Minute 47 to go.
We've got to work tomorrow. Yeah, we've got to work tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Lob inside to try to get it to Dudley. And now Peralta and Stevens collide. Stevens got the worst end of that one. And here's Condra to inbound. Gets it back. Puts up the shot. It's no good. And now Booker with the rebound. Lillard with a minute and a half to go. 13-point lead and the ball.
Siegel has done a much better job rebounding in this second half. They were down by 10 rebounds at one point,
And now they're within five of them.
Stevens picks up the foul. Going after the ball there. Siegel in the stall defense. Siegel looks like they're on their way to a matchup with Stewart's Creek on Wednesday night at 7:30. Game two of the quarterfinals. Free throw good. Peralta with 3 points. Could be four if she hits this one. It is in the air. No good. Rebound Grimes. Coach Walker going to go to the bench at the next dead ball. Grimes passes back up to Condra. Condra over to Duwall in the right corner. Stevens, her three is up. No good. Rebound Peralta has it. And Lillard going to walk it down the floor. 1 minute to play. And now there's a foul, Grimes. It's double bonus, so two shots coming up here. And Coach Walker going to be able to get in her players here. Haigwood, one of those. Mariah Thomas is another. And Massey coming back in as well as Lillard. It's another free throw. Stevens, Duwall, and Dudley coming out to applause here from the Laverne faithful. Second one is up and no good. Hit one of two at the free throw line. Rebound Massey. Up the floor, Haigwood passes off. Gets it back. Long pass over here to the near side. Tried to get it to Thomas, but overthrown. 47 seconds, and Siegel inbounds. Nope, a Siegel timeout just to check in some players here. Are they going to actually call a timeout here? Yes. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back with 47 seconds to go. 30 seconds.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Genesis Sneed in for the Lady Stars. Try to work the ball down low, and the ball knocked away. Let's see. Also, Emily Hawks, who I had as number 20, is in the game as well.
That is Emily Hawks, though.
Yes. You would know her, wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Three put up, and it is no good by Condra. With 10 seconds, Laverne ball. There's a whistle with 8.7. And let's see who's basketball. It's going to be Laverne's ball. And Haigwood to throw it in. Gets it into Thomas. Now passes over with 5 seconds. Haigwood has it with two, with one. Passes down low to Grimes. Grimes in the lane. Basket's not going to count. And that's your ball game. With your final score, 52-37. 52-37 is your final score here tonight as Siegel gets the win. And they will move on to play in the quarterfinals of the tournament with their victory over Laverne, and Laverne's season draws to a close. Let's take our another break here. When we come back, we will have your Prentice Olsen Heating and Air postgame show next as we continue here on News Radio WGNS.
Don't miss a moment of the excitement of Middle Tennessee men's and women's basketball. You'll want to be part of the Murphy Center Madness. Single game tickets are on sale now by going to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. Watch every second of Blue Raider men's and women's basketball in the Glass House. Head to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets.
Middle Tennessee, our town, our team.
Don't miss earning 50 times the national average savings rate on your money. Open a Brighter Day savings account at Redstone Federal Credit Union and earn 5.09 annual percentage yield on balances up to $2,500. Keep earning with 0.4 APY on balances over that. Don't wait. Open your Brighter Day savings account today at any Redstone branch or through online banking. Membership eligibility required. Visit redfcu.org/save for more information.
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939, when the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of the TVA. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service in the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Good Food and Fun. Try one of our awesome desserts, our apple cobbler bash, chocolate chip brownie, or our Tennessee cheesecake that's got a pecan graham cracker crust. Be sure to please you.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Broad and Medical Center Parkway, Toots West at the corner of Rucker and 96, Toots South, Barfield Crescent and Highway 231, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
Every one of us has traveled on a highway next to a tractor trailer. We understand the huge difference in size and weight of these trucks. These trucks can carry up to 80,000 pounds fully loaded, compared with the average car that weighs only 4,000 pounds. If you're involved in an accident with a tractor trailer, you need a lawyer who knows the laws and regulations that are involved with these large trucks. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show.
With the Ring Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Now, let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
We welcome you into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here. Night one of, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven nights. Just six nights to go, John.
Oh, it's 14 games. Just speeding up. So hurry up and get this postgame show over with.
Yeah, really. 14 games to go. But first night in the books here. And Rockvale a winner in the first game, 72-24. Siegel just winning over Laverne, 52-37. And here on your postgame show, time to talk about your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. You know, our friends at Loveless are a Rutherford County tradition. They have been doing things in Rutherford County for decades, four of them, as a matter of fact, more than four decades. And tonight with our players of the game, going to go with Justice Dudley for the Laverne Lady Wolverines, led the way with 12 points tonight for the senior forward. And for Siegel, Serenity Lillard, who had 21 points tonight and just had one of her normal hustle nights. So
really needed. They needed her tonight.
Yes.
They really did.
Most certainly did, and got that, especially in that third quarter, about midway through the third quarter tonight. Loveless, our friends there, they have are the official school photographers for Blackman, Rockvale, Siegel, and Stewart's Creek High Schools, Oakland Middle, Central Magnet, MTCS, PCA, and Webb Schools. You know what? They also can do business headshots. Great for your website, business cards, social media, any other marketing that you might need. So give them a call. They have a staff there that are ready to help you out at Loveless Fine Photography. Give them a call today at 890-1558. and view their gallery online at lovelessphotography.com on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Craig's Tax Service keys to the game. John, I really thought the turnaround in the third quarter, Siegel withstood the storm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Laverne got to within two, and then, you know, Siegel got things back on track scoring. And I think their decision to drive to the basket was a big decision there, because they were able to get some points.